Yes, Lord, I know what it's like to have a praise on the inside that you can't keep to yourself.
Hallelujah.
You better say it like it is. Jay Moss here on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station. I'm CeCe McGee, your angel of inspiration. I told you I would have the man on the phone, and here he is, Bishop T.D. Jakes. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Bishop. It's such a pleasure to speak with you again.
I've been looking forward to it.
You and me both, because I'm so excited about the new movie that you produced that's coming out, Heaven Is For Real. And I know when your name is on it, you are doing it big. I mean, really big.
Well, I don't know how big I'm doing it, but I get to hang out with big people, so that helps to get the thing done. Heaven Is For Real is an absolutely phenomenal project, a great story. I thought it's different from any film I've ever done before, and it gave me an opportunity to work with some of Hollywood's finest, and I think people are really going to love it.
I know they will. I know I will, because I love the book. Now, this movie is based on the number one New York Times best-selling book of the same name, Heaven Is For Real, and it's based on a true story. For those that are not familiar with the book, tell us more about the movie.
Well, let me preface it by saying the way I bumped into it, I hadn't even heard of the book ever. I was speaking in Texas for a pastor's conference for Ed Young, and at the end of the service, I was at that time talking about jumping the broom.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy came up to me and he said, you don't know me. He said, but my name is Todd Burpo. And he said, I'm from Nebraska. He said, my son had a near-death experience and woke up with information that shook our family, tore the town apart, and ended up writing a book about it that became a bestseller. And I said, really? I said, I didn't know anything about it. He said, yeah. He said, you should check it out. He said, the book is Heaven Is For Real. And he said, I want to make it into a film. And if I'm going to do it, I want you to be the producer.
Wow.
And I thought, wow, that's exactly what my reaction was. So I went back and I read the book, and then I called him. I said, yeah, I really want to be a part of it. This is the mouth of a four-year-old boy that has mesmerized the country. And it is a true story, so we were able to draw around it some great talent. I mean, Randall Wallace,
yes,
the director, is incredible. I mean, he's done Braveheart, the Men in the Iron Mask, We Were Soldiers, and Secretariat, and all kinds of stuff. He's just an amazing individual. And I never in my life thought I'd get an opportunity to work with Joe Roth, who's done so much for Disney and Century Fox and Morgan Creek Productions. He's such an incredible talent and a great voice in his own right. And then Greg Kinnear, just a good start to it. I mean, it just avalanched from that point on. Kelly Riley jumped on board and brought a very unique perspective to playing the mother's role. And the next thing I knew, I was just overwhelmed with great talent around me that just made this movie what it is. I think people are
going to
love it.
I know they're going to love it, and they're going to be so engaged with it, because at some point in our lives, we either know or have heard of someone saying that they had a near-death experience, they experienced heaven, and then they tell their story. Now, here we have a four-year-old who tells his story in such an intriguing, childlike manner, with such detail. Did you ever question that?
Well, I think what gives him credibility is that he's four. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of hard to script a little boy.
Yes.
You know, and for him to come back talking about a sister that he didn't know he had,
mm-hmm,
because his parents hadn't told him about the death of the child. For him to describe his grandfather as a young man.
Yes.
And he's four, you know, and his grandfather was dead, he never met him. That kind of stuff, it was really hard to explain.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it was worth telling his story, and people can think whatever they will, but to put it out there, as a person myself who has lost loved ones, and you hope to see them again in another life, it really touched me in a deep way.
And I can truly understand that. Now, Bishop, you said earlier that working on this movie, Heaven Is For Real, is a little different experience for you. What makes it different?
Well, first of all, it's an all-Caucasian cast. Most of my movies were predominantly African-American cast. First, the second thing, you're able to work with talent like Russell Wallace and Joe Roth, which puts you in a whole different category for Hollywood. It was shot in Canada, Winnipeg, and that was a unique opportunity as well. All of those things combined make this a departure from many of the other movies I've done, which were great movies, Jumping the Broom and others brought you before notable actors. But in Hollywood, this was just a unique opportunity to show that I could do broader projects and and that there was some contribution that could be made in mainstream television or movies.
That is so true. When I first heard of Colton's story years ago, it just really touched me in a different kind of way to hear him speak about his experience in heaven. What are you hoping people will walk away with after they see this movie?
I think they're going to walk away buzzing and talking. I think they're going to walk away inspired and warmed. I think the film is non-pretentious. The pastor is a man of faith and yet riddled with fear. He depicts for me so graphically that fear and faith can cohabitate within the same house.
My God.
I think those kinds of realities are a reflection of who we are as a species. Just because we're people of faith doesn't mean we don't have fear.
Mm-hmm.
And just because people are fearful or secular doesn't mean that they don't have any level of faith at all. It's just getting the balance right.
Yes, that is so true. That is. You're right about that. I'm so glad you said that, because I think back when I saw The Family on CBN years ago, here it is, the father, Todd, he's struggling. He wants to believe in his son, but he's also worried about what will people think, what will they say, and that's a perfect example of faith and fear operating in the same body at the same time.
Right. And I mean, who amongst us doesn't grapple with those same questions?
Absolutely. That is so true.
The ramifications of how we appear to other people and then struggling to hold on to our religious values in the face of something that I won't say contradicted his faith, but it challenged his understanding of God and the Bible and theology. It doesn't line up with Revelations. It doesn't line up with Daniel. It's his kid's story. And yet it's his kid. I could see very easily why you would be in a real struggle about it.
I know for me as a parent, it would be a struggle for me as well. Would you say that people would get a sense of walking away with a key to unlock such a mystery people have about heaven?
Yes. And we're having this conversation on mainstream, in mainstream America. We're on mainstream radio. We're not on TBN talking about it. We're going to the silver screen with it, to allow faith to come out of jail and exist in the air of public discourse is a powerful opportunity.
It really is. And I'm so excited that this movie is coming out just in time for Easter weekend.
Yes. It's a great time to do it. Whether you're going after church on Easter Sunday or whether you're going opening night on that Friday night or Thursday night preceding Easter, anytime that weekend, I'm really encouraging people to just bombard the theater. Take a picture of your tickets and send it to me at Bishop Jakes on Twitter or Instagram or what have you. Link me into it, because I want to be a part of it, and I want to be able to let them know that we can have impact and that doing business with us can really impact Hollywood.
You got that right. Now, Bishop, before you go, speaking of producing, you have produced another phenomenal book that will be out on May 6th, and it's titled Instinct, The Power to Unleash Your Inborn Drive. I love this title. Can you give us a little sneak peek into the book?
You know, the biggest question I'm often asked, two big questions. One, people understand, worry about, you know, I'm 20, 30, 40, 50 years old, and I still don't know my purpose. And so the great thing that Instinct deals with is how to really examine yourself, get down to the core of who you are, and find out through your instincts what you were created here to do. I think sometimes even church people oversimplify, just pray and do the will of God. Well, sometimes we don't know what that is and what part of the will do we take on.
Come on now.
You know, so we leave people with these canned answers that sound good but really don't help you through life. Instinct deals with the gut of where you should invest your energy, your time, your resources. Sometimes you've got a degree in one thing but you don't have any passion for it. You work 10 years in the industry and you're burnt out on it. Instinct shows people how you do what you do. And the other thing I want to say about it quickly is that the second question that I'm often asked is, how do you juggle being in the faith world and dabbling in the political world and still being relevant in the entertainment industry? You've got so many hats. How do you not lose your head? And in the book Instincts, I have a chapter that I call Juggling Jungles and living in all of these different worlds and how the rules change from world to world and how you manage all of that. Because whether you're a mom trying to manage being at the PTA meeting and still being home for dad, or whether you're somebody who's a single mother with a career and still trying to make it to the board meeting, the PTA meeting, all of us have stuff to juggle.
Yes.
And in the book, I give some clues and tips that help people to be able to manage that better. The book is called Instinct. They can get it on tdjakes.org or amazon.com. They can get it pre-ordered, or it will be in stores everywhere. Amazing.
Amen. I cannot wait to read it. Thank you so much, Bishop Jakes, for your time to tell us about your new book, as well as your movie, Heaven is for Real, in which you help produce, that will be out just in time for Easter weekend. I greatly, greatly appreciate you, Bishop, and all the things that you do. Please continue to do what you do.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed one.
All right, you too, Bishop. You all can go to praisephilly.com to see the trailer for the movie Heaven is for Real. Also, you can hear this interview online as well in case you missed it, or you want your friends or mom and them, whomever, we got you hooked up. That's it for me, Cece McGee, your angel of inspiration. On the way at 3, it is the Lonnie Hunter Show right here on Praise.
Praise 103.9.